Newsletter ad prices held flat for 8 quarters, while inventory was quietly cut. Cooper Press has not raised a single newsletter sponsorship price since Q1 2025, 8 consecutive quarters, while cutting paid slots 25-33%, losing 5.5% of subscribers, and retiring 5 of 12 titles without announcing it. How it was measured: built from 24 Cooper Press quarterly media kits, Q1 2021 to Q4 2026, at predictable public URLs, then text extracted. Slot counts come from published archive issues, counted directly rather than asked about. Every Q4 2026 figure below was re-verified against the live media kit and the live publications page on the date given. The evidence was current as of August 30, 2026. Newsletters are booming is the received wisdom. It is difficult to check because almost nobody in the category publishes what they charge. Cooper Press does quarterly and has for 6 years. They have run developer newsletters for 15. If anyone in this category has pricing power, it is them. The prices have not moved since Q1 2025. Primary sponsorship per issue USD. From 2021 through Q1 2025, they raised prices every year, JavaScript weekly by 27% across that span. Then every title stopped in the same quarter and none has moved since. Flat nominal is falling real. At roughly 3% inflation, 8 frozen quarters is about 5-6% of price erosion compounding. The audience shrank underneath the frozen price. Effective CPM drifted up over this period, but only because the denominator fell. That is not pricing power. It is the same money divided among fewer readers. Inventory was cut while the rate card was held. Counted from published archive issues. JavaScript weekly, 4 paid slots per issue, 2022-24, right arrow 3, 2025-26. Garling weekly, 3 slots right arrow 2, from 2024. Q3 2026, removed React statuses, sponsored unit. Sellable inventory value fell $17,595, right arrow $16,945. Cutting slots 25-33% while holding the headline rate is what a publisher does when they cannot fill inventory and are protecting the price on the card. 5 titles left, and none of them said so. The portfolio was 12, it is 7. Serverless status, DB weekly, status code / web ops weekly, mobile dev weekly, JAM stacked, and Deno weekly are still in the HTML of coopapress.com/publications/commented out. Hidden rather than deleted, with no statement of cause published anywhere. We rechecked on 2026-08-30. 7 titles render, 6 sit in HTML comments in the same file. The sentence, that is not evidence. Cooper Press media kits say they run a sponsor waiting list. It is quoted widely as proof of demand. It is unchanged text in all 24 media kits since Q1 2021 on a page stamped last updated, October 2021. A sentence that has not been rewritten in 6 years is not a reading of current demand. We relied on it ourselves in an earlier decision on this project and had to reopen that decision when we checked. What this is and is not. This is one publisher in one category with unusually good disclosure. It is not the newsletter market. What makes it worth publishing is that it is the only continuous public price series we could find, and the direction it runs is the opposite of the narrative around it. Anyone claiming the category is strong is welcome to point at a longer public series that says so. We looked and could not find one. Grade this A, not A. The figures are primary and re-verified, but a single publisher cannot carry a claim about a whole category, and we are not making one. From Plain Reckoner, plainreckoner.com.